The U.S. Meat Export Federation is marking a leadership change in the Asia-Pacific region as longtime Senior Vice President for Asia-Pacific Joel Haggard steps into a consultant role. As USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom explains, he recently named former Korea Director Ji-hae Yang as the new Vice President for the Asia-Pacific, and she has taken over management of the region.
Ji-hae comes with a wealth of background, wealth of experience, none bigger than her experience of shepherding us through the whole post-BSE issue in 2003. Really, she was masterful in her handling of the rebound in the Korean market between 2004 and 2010. So she's extremely well qualified. We welcome Ji-hae into her new role. We're planning to not miss a beat because that region of the world is one of the most important for our exports.
Yang believes there is opportunity to translate the successes from South Korea to other Asian countries, particularly Vietnam and the Philippines.
Because of the preference on the high quality grain-fed beef, because they've never been exposed to the high-quality beef. And they have a good exposure to the Korean style or the Japanese style culture, which includes the barbecue, the Korean barbecue or Japanese yakiniku culture. So U.S. beef is an essential item for that segment. So I see that the great potential to expand our share in the food service market, especially in Vietnam and Philippines.
Haggard will remain as a consultant for USMEF, helping switch to a new consumer-focused approach driven by e-commerce and a drive for convenience, particularly in China.
So we've had beef access in China since 2017. We're 5 years into it. Really, the last 3 years has been building the sales channels since the bilateral trade deal. But now we're going to engage further and try to build the image of the U.S. as the premier grain-fed supplier.
For more, visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harris.